Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
And let's just get to it. As I say, this happened over in England, but the mistake of a law clerk accidentally choosing the wrong file from a drop-down menu on an online portal led to a divorce of the wrong couple. Now, a senior judge recently refused to overturn the divorce of a couple that had been accidentally chosen from the drop-down menu, all right? So the couple, referred to as Mr. and Mrs. Williams by the court, they've been married for 21 years. Until 2023, they separated. Now, the couple was still in the process of arranging financial agreements for their separation when the law clerk accidentally selected them for a final divorce order on an online portal. So that saw them legally divorced in just 21 minutes. Now, all the attempts to have the error overturned by the judge, they were denied. Because, as the judge says, the public trust in a truly final divorce order was more important, which makes no sense because they didn't want the divorce. He says, quote, "There's a strong public policy interest in respecting the certainty and finality that flows from a final divorce order and maintaining that status quo that it is established." Now, on the other hand, the lawyers, they explained basically that the lawyer of the firm used an online portal to mistakenly apply for the final order for a couple that was not actually ready to divorce. They still had financial details to sort out, but as soon as the final order was solicited, the divorce was official. 21 minutes. Now, the lawyers realized the mistake 2 days after it occurred, but when it asked the High Court to rescind the final divorce order, the request was denied. The firm insisted the employee had accidentally selected the couple's file with a simple click. But the judge said, well, in reality, one has to go through multiple screens on the portal to be granted a final order. Quote, "Like many similar online processes, an operator may only get the one final screen to do the final click of the mouse is made after traveling through a series of earlier screens." Anyway, one of the representatives there described the judge's decision as bad, arguing that it allowed a computer to say, no, you're divorced. So think about this. To protect the integrity of the system, the judge will not reverse a divorce that no one wanted, meaning the integrity of the system has already been blown up. I don't get it. That's such a weird thing to me. We continue. Now we go to Texas, where for decades, Dr. Steve Benen Jr. He was a transplant surgeon. He gained accolades and national prominence for his work, including helping to enforce professional standards in the sprawling organ transplant system. That's the joke, because officials are now investigating allegations that, well, Benyon was secretly manipulating a government database to make some of his own patients ineligible to receive new livers, potentially depriving them of life-saving care. So the medical center where he works in Houston, he oversaw both the liver and kidney transplant programs, but they abruptly shut it down, those programs, in the last week while looking into these allegations. Now, the medical center said that a doctor in its liver transplant program had admitted to changing patient records that effectively denied the transplants. Officials identified that person as Binion. So they released a statement defending him as, quote, an exceptionally talented and caring physician and a pioneer in abdominal organ transplantation. The statement said that the survival rates of his patients who received transplants were among the best in the nation. So if he did operate on you, this was the doctor you wanted. However, in recent years, a disproportionate number of his patients have died while waiting for a liver. Last year, 14 patients were taken off the center's waiting list because they either died or became too sick. And its mortality rate for people waiting for a transplant, higher than expected. So far this year, 5 patients have died or become too sick to receive a liver transplant. But officials began investigating after being alerted by a complaint. So an analysis found that the hospital was calling irregularities in how patients were classified on the waiting list for liver transplants. So when doctors place a patient on the list, they must identify the types of donors that they would consider, including a person's age and weight, right? That makes sense. Well, hospital officials said they found patients have been listed as accepting only donors with ages and weights that were impossible. For instance, one of the transplants, he needed the liver of a 300-pound toddler. That's what he put it. So no one's going to get that. So if the list was tampered with, patients would not be aware of the changes in their status. So the hospital said in a statement it did not know how many patients were affected by the changes. Anyway, at the time of the shutdown of its programs, the hospital had 38 patients on its liver transplant waiting list, 346 patients on the kidney list. And they're now contacting those patients to help them find new providers.
Okay.
That's a little effed up. And then finally, a former University of Iowa hospital employee, he admitted to stealing another man's identity and using it for the last 35 years. It gets worse. So on April 1st, 58-year-old Matthew David Cairns, he pleaded guilty to federal charges that he had stolen another man's identity and used it for the last 35 years. Now, at the time of his arrest, he was working at the University of Iowa hospital under the name of William Donald Woods. That's an alias that he adopted back in 1988 after working with the real Woods at a hot dog cart in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, it's unclear how he was able to use Woods' identity in every aspect of his life, but court documents reveal that in 1990, he was able to get a Colorado identification card with Woods' name and birthday. And then the next year, he bought a car in Woods' name. He even wrote 2 checks that eventually bounced. Now, after driving the stolen car to Idaho, Cairns abandoned it and used all of his money from the Colorado bank using an ATM to leave the state. So an arrest was issued for Woods for the car theft, but court documents don't show whether it was actually enforced. Now, Cairns went on with his adopted life, even married a woman in 1994. He even fathered a child whose last name is Woods, which again is the ID he stole. In 2012, the same guy took his identity theft to a whole new level, mandating to illegally acquire a copy of Woods' birth certificate from the state of Kentucky and then using the information he found about Woods' family on Ancestry.com. A year later, he moved to eastern Wisconsin, started working in the IT department at the University of Iowa. Between 2016 and 2022, he took out several vehicle and personal loans in Woods' name, totaling $200,000. Meanwhile, the real William Donald Woods, he was a homeless man living in Los Angeles. He recently noticed that someone had accumulated significant debt using his credit card, but when he tried explaining it to his bank, a bank employee asked Woods a series of security questions that he was unable to answer because he's not the one that set up the account. Right. So Woods gave her his real Social Security card and an identity card that matched the one on file, but since the other guy's phone number was the one connected to all the accounts now, he had to set up the security questions, and when he was called by the bank, he answered them correctly. So the bank says, well, we have a different number. So they called the number of the guy that stole his ID. Well, he knows all the security questions. So as per the bank's protocol, after confirming that Cairns was the real Woods, the bank employee called the police, and they contacted both of the Woodses. Now, the fake one sent the LAPD a copy of Woods' Social Security card and birth certificate, as well as a Wisconsin driver's license. And considering that the real William Woods was homeless at the time, police sided with the thief and arrested this guy for identity theft. Worse, after he was arrested and charged with identity theft and false imprisonment, he kept insisting that he's actually William frickin' Donald Woods. Well, at this point, the judge, they said he's not mentally competent to stand trial. They sent him to a mental hospital in California. Because he's like, dude, I'm telling you. He was given psychotropic medication and other mental health treatments. About 2 years later, he's finally released And he pleaded no contest to the charge of identity theft. I mean, he accepted the conviction, but he's not admitting guilt. So he's sentenced to 2 years in jail again because someone else took his frickin' ID. Well, by this point, Woods had become convinced that someone was using his identity. He couldn't just give it up as the judge had ordered him to. So instead, he started reaching out to multiple law enforcement agencies. Finally, they tracked this guy down. They finally did a DNA test and approved that this guy, Kearns, for the last 35 years, had stolen his ID. Meanwhile, this guy, Woods, still down on his luck, but he at least got is that 35 years, a mental institution, all this crap, because you're telling the truth. So again, we have the judge that will not reverse the divorce that was granted to a couple that was not trying to get divorced. We have the doctor who's putting some of his patients on the transplant waiting list, but asking for ridiculous, basically, criteria for them to meet, and these people are dying or getting too sick to get the transplant. And finally, this guy ends up putting another dude in a mental institution for stealing his ID for 35 years.
I think it's the judge in England on my end, Ted. He sucks the least.
Why?
Because the other person, the doctor, ended up with patients that were dying.
Yeah.
Patients that couldn't get a transplant. And the other guy ended up in jail based on the fact that someone stole his
identity.
Mental
institution.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. At the end of the day, they got divorced even though they didn't want to, but that's not death.
You can still be together if you want.
Yeah, and the other guy had to do jail time.
Right.
Which almost seems crazy they didn't just do a DNA test on him beforehand.
They just thought he was crazy. He's homeless. They're like, oh, he's making this crap up.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Shot of the Day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.